It's time for Stolf Pod number 38, by request.
And that means what precisely there, Stolf, by request?
Well, these are things people ask for. Like, for example, a friend of mine was asking for if I had a commercial on a Soaky. Remember that?
Nah, we were a Mr. Bubble family, Stolf. I don't know.
Well, Soaky was the same basic idea. Anyway, he said he used to see the Soaky commercials when he watched Beanie and Cecil.
Oh, time to hit the moon with a Beanie and Cecil cartoon.
Yeah, but I couldn't find nothing from them, so I got a different one here. But it's for Soaky.
Faster than a bursting bubble. Cleaner than a whistle. It's me, the Soaky Kid. With two brand new Soaky Fun Bath characters, Superman and Tennessee Tuxedo.
Tennessee, penguins can't fly.
I happen to be skydiving.
Without a parachute?
I knew I forgot something. Thanks, Superman. Look, two brand new Soaky toys.
Great stars, it's me, Superman.
And me, Tennessee Tuxedo. Time to wash up.
Up, up, and away!
Soaky soaks you clean in oceans full of fun.
Scrubbly, bubbly, flibbity, flubbity.
Clean before you're done.
Soaky soaks you clean, and every girl and boy gets a toy. When it's empty, it's a toy.
This picture of the Soaky Kid proves we're real Soaky toys.
Bath time is fun with the new Soaky Superman and Tennessee Tuxedo.
It's fun. More fun than getting dirty.
And then my brother, he requested one from the 70s that his wife used to use.
Right now? A party at the Andersons? My appliqué jeans and violet eyes. What can I do about washing my hair?
There's something new. Instant spray shampoo. Clairol freshens your hair instantly with PSSSSSST.
I got a request. Can I ask for one?
Go ahead. What do you want?
I want the Libby's Sloppy Joe dance. Do you remember that?
Oh, I think we got that here somewhere. Let me see now. Yeah.
Sloppy Joe's are neat. Barbecue sauce and meat. Libby makes them swing. Sloppy Joe's a thing.
Libby takes juicy lean meat and mixes it with barbecue sauce until it swings.
Sloppy Joe's are neat.
Libby's Sloppy Joe's, beef and pork. Something good is always cooking at Libby's.
Introducing the Sloppy Joe, a brand new dance. From Libby's, the people who make Sloppy Joe's. Just heat and eat. And swing to the beat. Nothing like it anywhere. Get beef or pork. What do kids think of it?
Man, it's the sloppiest.
You know, Stolf, I don't think the Froog or the Watusi was losing any sleep over the Sloppy Joe dance.
No, I don't suppose. But they were trying to, you know, do their thing. What a,
yeah, yeah. Hey, listen, Stolf, I got a request. There was one my wife was asking about, but she was certain that you didn't have it.
Why, geez, I hate to disappoint her.
That's all right, Stolf. You know, last night, Stolf, she came to me on her hands and knees.
She did?
Yep. She said, "You come out from under that bed, you worm."
Oh, geez. But you didn't.
No, I stay right where I was. Well, she was nice about it. She gave me a bathroom break.
Mm-hmm.
But then I had to go right back under.
I get you. All right. What she want to hear?
She want to hear the one for Ham's Beer. Oh, land of sky blue waters, the beer refreshing. No. That's the thing, Stolf. Not that one. That's the common one. She want to hear the one about Ham It Up. And I figured you could. No, there's no way you'd have that.
Well, let me see. Ham It Up, huh? Okay.
Ham It Up, Ham It Up.
nothing beats the taste of a ham.
Just one way to tell a great beer from an ordinary beer. Taste. And nothing beats the taste of a Hams going down. Why settle for less? Have a Hams.
Just one more and I'll buy the round, 'cause nothing beats the taste of a Hams going down.
Hams, real draft. Why settle for less?
See you, old bat. I told you he'd have it. Well, stop. I think I better go back under the bed.
So listen, folks, you stop by real soon for the next edition of Stomp Pod 39 with me, Stomp.
And me, Cool Daddy, and the Dust Bunnies.
Right. I'm hip.